Hi, I'm Ken Parr with FloridaDaily.net, and we're at Surfaces 2009. We're actually in the Centiva booth, and I'm here with Thomas Trissel, who is the president and owner of Centiva. How you doing, Thomas?
Very well. Thank you, Cam. Thanks for coming and choosing our booth for an interview.
Sure. Let me ask you real quick. This show is a little bit softer because of the economic situation we're in right now, but it's actually been a pretty good show for you, hasn't it?
I cannot say that it's soft for us at all. We've been a couple hundred feet more north there in the last 6-7 years, and we moved for the first time for a little bit bigger booth.
Right.
We're very happy to do this. We have a totally new audience.
Yeah.
People who ask us where we have been, and we say just a couple hundred feet away from here. So we are very happy. Very good, attractive, and good people coming in yesterday and today.
Fantastic. For those people that don't know much about Centiva, why don't you tell us a little bit about the company?
The company is based out of Florence, Alabama. I moved over here from Germany in 1995, overtook one of the old Robbins factories over there. And it was quite a challenge for me from Germany, but however, we worked ourselves up in the last 13 years. Very, very happy in America, very, very happy what we can bring to the design community, to the flooring industry, and, to ourselves.
And your products that you use all these design talents around, I mean, it's gorgeous stuff, and we'll look at some of this, but we're talking primarily it's vinyl products, right?
Yes, it's absolutely a 100% vinyl product. We try to demonstrate what's possible. We bring design to this, not just a 12 by 12 or 18 by 18 inch tile. As you see, look around, we have our design cutting ability. We have a couple of really nice cutting machines, which enables this. So we can just go ahead from any idea on a napkin to an AutoCAD drawing, and we can put it into reality.
So you're selling vinyl. You're not selling squares. You're selling all kinds of pearlescence and different textures and the way light reflects back through. I mean, it really is. And they'll see when they're looking at this video a lot of the products that you have. Let me ask you, what's new this year that you're talking about?
We actually come with a lot of new things to Surfaces. One of those is the world options, our worldwide approach. You know that we are Florence-based, Alabama, but we are selling our floor tile around the world. The context we have from our sales director being from England or me being from Germany, but we just sold a couple of truck loads to Kuwait. We did a wonderful job to Bahrain. We have a new distributor in Dubai. I'm flying to Moscow in a couple of weeks, so I mean we're really active, not just in America.
Okay. So you're a global company, and you've got this new line called World Options.
It's called World Options. It's an exclusive product series for us, which we manufacture, all made in USA. Everything is made in USA. Very proud of this, staying totally away from any Me Too approach. Want to be individual, very, very design-oriented, and I think the product speaks for itself.
Okay, fantastic. Let me ask you one other question, because I know this is something that you put a lot of emphasis behind. I mean, not only is your product the A&D community loves your product, and we actually do research every year, and you keep rising in their awareness of who you are. One of the things you do is you have a focus on green. So tell us a little bit about your whole green focus.
We have a tremendous amount of interest to not just being a vinyl manufacturer based in the U.S. We also want to do this in the best way we can. Under the new, ideas of being green. Indicator, of course, was our Rhonda Ross, our vice president now for, green issues and environment. And she has pushed me from day one of this idea, and I think we've come a long way. In addition, Ray Anderson and Interface was the person for us to look up to, and they did a good job, and many other companies do a good job. And I think we need to go over the boundaries of competition and just work together there.
And vinyl is one of those products that you can take back and actually use a portion of that in some of your products again. And you actually have a pretty good system for, on big jobs when you're, involved with a big project of taking some of that product back, don't you?
Absolutely. We have come a long way in the last year. We, of course, mentioned the recycling content. We are gaining there from, you can almost say, month to month, trying to improve day by day in this. In addition, we have brought out products like, for instance, Strya we see here with a spliced product line in this form of having the backing 100% recycled. So if we have a 120-gauge product and 60 is the topping and 60 is the backing, this product will be 50% recycled.
Okay, Thomas, it sounds like things are going pretty well for you here. I appreciate you spending time with us. I've been talking to Thomas Trissel, president and owner of Centiva. And I'm Ken Parr with FloridaDaily.net.